Stephen Pickford with Melanie Reffes, who's just back from a very colorful eco-adventure high atop the mountains in Mexico.
That's right, Stephen. If you can imagine, I journeyed all the way down to the Michoacán state of Mexico to see about 800 million butterflies fluttering in trees high atop the Sierra Madre Mountains. And I'm not really quite the hiker, as you all well know, but I had to have a chance to see what this would look like. And what you do is get a guide at the base of the mountain. You have to wear good walking shoes, and I must say I really didn't. And if I went back the next time, I certainly would pick a better pair of sneakers. And you hike up about 10,000 feet, and you see these 800 million butterflies that have flown down from Vancouver, Canada, if you can imagine. They leave there in the spring, and they get to Mexico in the fall. And they're all in the trees, and when the light changes, they flutter, so you hear a bit of a noise. And, of course, you never hear a noise with one butterfly, but with 800 million, you do. You can get a bit of mountain sickness up there, which I had, I must say. It's kind of white skin and black lips. Apparently not a pretty picture. But you just eat a hearty breakfast. You try to avoid that. And you're really in for the most incredible day-long eco-excursion you can imagine. It was really a lot of fun, and I definitely would do it again. I quite highly recommend it. So anyone out there wanting more info on seeing the butterflies in Mexico, you can give them a call at 1-800-44-Mexico, or you can check them out on the web at www.visitmexico.com.
White skin and black lips sounds a bit like my golden retriever.
Yes, they say it's not a pretty picture, but you want to know about that to make sure you don't succumb to it.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with Melanie Reffes, who's just returned from the candy capital of Mexico.
You're right, Stephen. Morelia, Mexico is an absolute dream come true for anyone with a sweet tooth. And you know that includes me and I think probably most of our listeners this morning. Founded back in the 1500s, Morelia is a really charming, charming town. It's the capital, in fact, of the state of Michoacán in Mexico. It's got the long, wide boulevards and the beautiful colonial mansions that we've all seen in pictures of that kind of Mexico. But what really sets this place apart is it's called the candy capital. That means all the candy eaten in Mexico is made in Morelia. And the star attraction in the town is something called the Mercado de Dulce, which is in English the sweets market. And tourists and locals come from all over the USA and all over Mexico just to buy those sweets and to eat them. My favorite, by the way, is called ate, which is a dried fruit and sugar concoction all rolled up. You can get candied figs, guava rolls, all kinds of goodies there, sweet limes filled with coconuts. Prices are cheap, and they're really, really great souvenirs. So head on down to Morelia if you want to pick up a few pieces of candy to bring home or eat on the spot. And you can get more info by calling 1-800-44-MEXICO, or you can check their website at www.visitmexico.com.
What was your favorite one?
I think it would be actually that lime that was filled with the coconut. It's sort of a candy lime, a little one, smaller than the ones we see in the north, and they fill it with this sweet sort of coconut cream thing, and it costs about 5 cents American.
And that's another Travel World Report. I'm Stephen Pickford.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.